Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjaliya and today is June 4th, 2024. And here are some top things to know before the market opens. We're finally at the last day of what is the most awaited event for this year, which is the elections result set to be announced today on June 4th. Yesterday, market has seen a huge rally with indices touching new record highs based on exit poll numbers. And strong GDP numbers boost. All eyes are going to now watch out for the result verdict that is set to be announced. Yesterday, the Nifty 50 closed about 23,250 for the first time with a gain of 733 points after exit polls indicated a possible landslide victory for NDA government for the third time. Experts say that the index in today's session is expected to surpass 23,500 with immediate support at 23,000. Key drivers include the index closing well above upper end of the rising channel. Further, the Nifty 50 formed a higher high, higher low formation, trading well above all key moving averages. The momentum indicator, the relative strength index, also showed a positive crossover on both daily and weekly charts. FII data. FIIs have come back to the market with cash buying coupled with massive short covering. FIIs in yesterday's trading session added 66,000 longs and covered 56,000 shorts. The FIIs net shorts are now down to 1.96 lakh versus 3.2 lakh contracts seen last week. India VIX. India VIX, the fear index, declined by 14.90% to 20.94, the lowest level since May 18. Volatility dropped significantly as uncertainty over the Lok Sabha elections eased, providing comfort for the bulls. The cool-off in volatility is expected to further support a bull run. But caution is the word as a fall in volatility also sees a relative fall in implied volatility, leading to something called as an IV crush. This week is expected to see a reduction in volatility, technically referred to as a volatility crush. Typically, market-impacting events lead to an irrational increase in implied volatility of options. This primarily occurs due to the fear and uncertainty surrounding the event's outcome. High implied volatilities are attractive for option sellers and provide momentum for option buyers. The transition back to a low IV regime can be drastic, affecting the option prices, and option buying in this scenario can be a risky decision. Let's now move on to our Voice of the Day segment. We have Andrew Holland, CEO of Vendus Capital Public Market Alternate Strategies, telling us about his outlook for this week, expected market behavior on election day, and how should one go about investing post a favorable election outcome. Listen in to know more.
All the stars seem to be aligned for the Indian market today. Supportive global backdrop, strong GDP figures and GST collections, along with exit polls pointing to the return of the incumbent government. And the market reflected this today with a strong 3% rise, mainly led by the banking sector. Now, if things prove to be that case tomorrow in terms of the actual results, and interestingly, a lot of brokers have come out with reports today pointing out that whilst exit polls get the trend right, they sometimes underestimate the actual results itself. So that in mind, I think the market probably has some way to go. Further upwards, I think once the actual results are out, we'll all start to focus on a number of factors for the 100-day plan. We'll think about the budget, and of course, we have the RBI on Friday, which I would think would not necessarily look to reduce interest rates at this point, but it's done a great job, and I think they'll be supportive of the economy, which anyway is growing very, very strongly. So I think once all the dust settles a bit, we will know that the next 5 years roadmap, and we'll probably be looking at more of the same in terms of government expenditure towards infrastructure, renewable energy, railways, supporting of new industries like the electronics manufacturing industry, tourism. So, these are the things that we know. I think the good news is that the RBI dividend for the government gives them a problem of plenty. Should they reduce the fiscal deficit, or could they increase spending on infrastructure? All of this bodes well, to kind of have that multiplier effect on the economy, and therefore earnings should continue to grow quite strongly over the next 2 to 3 years. And I think the market will like this. Now, we're all forgetting that this month is also the month that India joins the JP Morgan Global Bond Index, and that should also bring in flows into the bond markets, reducing yields, which would be helpful for the banking in terms of mark-to-market gains. So again, I think the banking sector has been an unloved sector for some period of time, and I think there's a bit of catching up to do there. So the banking sector could well lead the markets higher. So I think overall, the outlook remains positive for the next 3 to 5 years, and I think that will be reflected by FII flows coming back to India, particularly towards the banking sector, because if your economy is doing well, then your banking sector would always follow. So I think for investors, the question that's being asked is, will there be some pullback? There could possibly well be, but over a longer term period, I think you'll find that domestic investors will continue to commit money either through SIPs or through mutual funds, to get a part of this India growth story.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.